escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, I think we finally got the plastic man. We got you, Captain Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Very good. You out chasing Red Snapper?
I was going to, but it looks like it's going to blow up. It's raining right now on me, but it's going to really blow up down the river later. So I'm going to stay here and fish redfish close.
Yeah, I was looking at that on the weather, and I can see that storm kept moving in closer and closer.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock, all down the river is going to blow up big time. So I'm going to stay up here. But, you know, me and Ronnie Granier started fishing out of Venice together. We were a little company back then. And the only person older than us was Stu Shear.
But as far as officially getting a license, do you think it was Stu?
Oh, gosh. I don't really didn't make us get licenses back then. So it'd probably be me or Phil Robichaud. We got them, and Gary Taylor all got them together.
Yeah.
When they first started making us good, but we were guys a long time before they made us get licenses.
Right, right. Yeah, they were probably, he said 95 was Captain Robin, but he said they were guiding since 86. I guess it was 95 when they started requiring the license, and probably had several people all at one time signed up for it. But I tell you, there wasn't many of you guys back in 1995. Not like it is today.
Oh, goodness gracious. They got them now.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, while you're waiting for the weather, what happened to the flag down there?
The fire department takes it down if it gets tore up or if something's wrong with the pole where they can't get it up and down. They'll just take it down and put a new one up. But it's been going for a week or two now.
Yeah. So they replace it periodically. That's not the original flag
they
put down.
Yeah, it gets tore up with all the rain and stuff we got down here.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's a sure good wind indicator. No doubt about that. Gives you the direction and gives you pretty much the velocity. You can tell a lot by that flag.
Whatever way is pointing, that's which way you need to go. Because we at least we have that luxury where we're going either side of the river.
Yeah.
And then when it's hanging down and it's wet, that means it's raining.
Yeah. Well, you know, you might try tying it down and then maybe the wind won't blow if the flag kick.
Well, it's been really nice. I went offshore on the west side yesterday. We caught some big cobias and a lot of ancillary fish, but it was fun. I had two little guys, an 8 and a 10-year-old. They were playing big jacks and everything. We had a ball.
Oh, man, that sounds
good. We were going to go hit the snappers, but I don't think that's going to happen. We're just going to fish redfish here for that request raining.
Yeah.
UTO showing up, not much, but everybody's so excited. I mean, my phone is ringing off the wall. People are already out building blinds. It's August. It's crazy.
Well, you know, with 9 days, people are concerned they're not going to be able to book a trip.
Oh, no, there's not a whole lot of trips to book. I think we might have a couple of teal season trips left, I think. And duck season, I'm almost completely booked for duck season, you know, because there's so many days we can't fish because of that negative
tide. Yeah, the tide situation.
All my good days, only got like 4 days I can put some more blinds, I think, 4 or 5 days.
Well, you know, it's not the result of more people duck hunting. I think more people are choosing guides just like they are in fishing. I mean, think of the cost if you're just going to lease a blind, you're going to buy a surface drive engine, the decoys, all the equipment you got to have. and maybe it, for a guy that hunts a couple times a season, you know, it just can't justify it.
And the leases are getting so expensive. I mean, guys pay $100,000 for one duck blind these days, you know, in Arkansas and stuff. You know, it's getting to be a rich man's sport, unfortunately. I don't like that, but, you know, because I cut my teeth just walking out of mama's house, walking down the street and going in the swamp and shooting them, you know?
Yeah.
But it's turned into a business, like everything else these days. Hopefully it'll revert back. If they go to a conservative season, that'll weed out a lot of the ones that aren't real duck hunters.
Yes, it will. Did it once before.
I'll be sitting here till
rot. Yeah, we lost half the duck hunters when they did it back in, I think it was 89 or 2000, whenever it was. I see somebody texting me, Charlie Hardison charted way back in Stu Shear.
Oh, yeah, Charlie. Charlie was Stu's still guiding, and he's 80.
Yeah.
And Hoop's 83. He's here guiding for me today.
Wow.
So, yeah, I think Stu's fished longer than I, but Charlie Hardison, you know, he was a headboat. So,
right.
You know, nobody had licenses back then. So,
no,
you know,
no.
The inshore guide business, you know, me and Ronnie started that out of Venice, and then Stu was doing that out of Kokanee way back in the day.
You know, I got word last week that a guy that worked for Charlie Hardison, David Harrelson, you knew him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not doing well. He has lung cancer, and he's, you know, fighting it. He's a struggle. So I really like David, fished with him a lot. You know, a lot of people thought he was Charlie's son, you know, because they looked a lot alike. You know, Charlie used to do reports on his show, and, boy, he had that old gravelly voice, you know.
Yeah.
I miss those guys.
He was what they call a quintessential captain, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Oh, well.
The older we get, the more people we're missing, buddy.
Yeah, that's true, and it's going to continue, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, give us your number. Somebody wants to call you and check on your schedule and do a cast and blast. I know you got those coming up during the duck season and even during the teal season for the days you got left. And fishing trips, you know, you can do inshore, near shore. Call him.
Got a few alligator tags left, too.
Oh, yeah, alligator season. Man, that's getting ready to open.
That's just starting in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I got a few tags left there, too. So, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 or just go to CajunFishingAdventures.com.
All right. All sounds good. Hope you get out today.
Oh, we will, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, updating us on the situation down there in Burris. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. Quick 2 hours, it goes by. We'll be back again next week to do it all over again. Don't forget to clean out your freezer. Get that little task done this weekend. Look through there what you've got. Maybe you got some ground venison, some ground sausage, or you know maybe a venison roast or chops, and maybe hog, wild hog. They can accept that now. And, you know, ducks, geese, small game, they love it. Check it out. We'll see you next week.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.